Good morning, audio boomerangs. I hope you're all having a lovely weekend. I am at my parents' farm, Oriole Acres as I have dubbed it, for the Thanksgiving festivities, and I'm just taking a walk on a beautiful autumn morning, so I thought I would take you with me. I almost didn't get here yesterday. I had quite the stressful experience. My mom wanted me to take the bus, which I had no problem doing. So I got to the bus station in plenty of time. I was actually even earlier than I'd anticipated. But when I got to the Greyhound counter, the ticket lady said, "Oh, I'm really sorry, but I can't sell you a ticket to your destination because we've sold all our tickets online in advance." I thought, "You're kidding." So I said, "Well, my mother is meeting me at the bus station in the next town, and I promised her I'd be there." I would have felt really terrible if I'd left her in the lurch and if I hadn't been there for her to pick me up. So the ticket lady said, "Well, the only thing I can suggest is that you talk to the driver. Perhaps she'll let you pay cash and give you a seat." There was another lady in the same predicament as myself, so we both went to line up for the bus anyway. And of course I had to call my mother at home and let her know what the situation was. Thank God she hadn't left for the bus station yet. So I told her the circumstances, and then I had to wait in the line until the bus got there. And then this lady and I talked to the bus driver and explained our situation, and the driver said, "Well, I can't take cash from you, but the Greyhound lady should have sold you overload tickets because we are allowed to sell a certain number of overload fares." So she said, "I'll go and talk to the Greyhound lady for you and see if I can arrange something." She was very kind. So thank goodness this lady and I did get on the bus after some initial worrying and wondering. Oh, wow, there's tons of leaves down here. Oh, my. But in the end, all was well. Not all the seats at the Greyhound terminal were full. But then when we got to the university, wouldn't you know it, there were about 30 people lined up there. So the bus ended up being jam-packed. We were packed in there like the proverbial sardines in a tin. So a couple of people had to stand, which I presume is not legal. But at the same time, I'm exceedingly glad that I ended up making that bus, because I think if I hadn't, it might have caused some ructions, even though the circumstances were beyond my control. I think the reason this happened is that the evening bus that used to go from my city to the nearest town to where my parents live was cancelled a couple of months ago. So now there's only one bus during the day that goes there, which to my mind is ridiculous. So I think because it was a holiday weekend, a whole bunch of people bought tickets online ahead of time, and I never thought of that. Oh, my life. But anyhow, all's well that ends well. I made it. It was a bit of a stressful experience, but I'm here now and actually really enjoying myself. I wasn't sure at first if I wanted to come, but I'm really glad I did now. So, after I got here, we did some shopping, and then my parents and I went to this really nice pizza place for supper last night and had the best pizza I've had in a long time. I actually recorded a bit of the experience on my little DM20, but I can't upload it because my computer is not present. I decided to leave it at home. I didn't really want to lug it to the bus station and then around the bus station for a couple of hours while I waited for the bus, and then onto the bus itself. So I just brought my phony baloney and left my computer at home, which is actually probably a good thing because its fan is kind of dying and it probably could use a break. I need to get someone to help me spray it out with compressed air. Then, after we went to the pizza place, we went to this really cool farm to get a pumpkin. My brother and his girlfriend and her adopted son are coming for dinner tomorrow, and my mom wanted to get a pumpkin for this little boy to either color and carve or just decorate with stickers, depending on what he wants to do. He's got ADD, so she thinks the stickers might just be the best way to go. So we got a pumpkin at this farm, and there were all kinds of really neat Halloween decorations all over the farm. So my dad is really good at describing those, and he showed them all to me. There were a couple of skeletons in old-time clothes sitting in a covered wagon. There was a zombie in an outhouse smoking a cigarette. These were all scarecrow-type figures. They were stuffed with straw. There was a werewolf sitting on a bench. Like, just really elaborate masks on these things. It was amazing. And there were a couple other ones, too, that I can't recall at the moment. So then after I saw the decorations, the very kind people on the farm let me look at all their gourds and miniature pumpkins. And then I also saw these jars. Containing preserves and canned goods, and I was really admiring of these people's efforts to do all that, because canning and preserving is something that most people don't seem to want to do in this modern age. It's such a time-consuming process that in a way I don't blame them, but in a way I think it's a lost art. My mom used to do a lot of that when I was a kid. But nowadays, I think she wants to just go about living her life, and, you know, she feels like she has enough to do just getting older and living the life that she has. I can't say I blame her too much. But yeah, she used to do a lot of canning and baking and cooking, crafts, crocheting. I think she even did rug hooking at one time. But now she realizes she did too much. And she was too busy all the time. So, today, we are going to go and visit my grandma, I think. And possibly see an uncle of mine as well in the same town, which will be nice. And, then my brother and his girlfriend and her little boy, her adopted son, are coming tomorrow. Speaking of that, I have some very exciting news to share, so I hope that most of you have been able to stick with me for this post, because I do have a really thrilling piece of news to give you. I couldn't share it before, because I wasn't sure how things were going to turn out and if this would actually come to fruition. But I am very happy to tell you that as of March 13th approximately, I'm going to be an auntie. My brother and his girlfriend are going to have a child, and it's very happy-making news. Now, his girlfriend was not supposed to be able to have children, so when this pregnancy was discovered, she did have some initial difficulties, and that was why I really felt I couldn't say anything. But all seems to be going well now, and she had an ultrasound yesterday, a 3D ultrasound, that gave 100% confirmation of the child's gender. Now, my parents and I don't know the gender yet. It's going to be a surprise that they're saving for tomorrow. So I'm really excited about this. Happy for both of them. Now, I have my doubts, in a way, as to what sort of father my brother's going to make, because he has some irresponsible tendencies. Now, don't get me wrong, he's actually a very nice guy. And perhaps this experience will sober him up a bit, make him face reality a bit more. I really do hope so. I know he'll be nice to his child, but